Yevamos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Yevamos Bavli, Daf Beis. We begin at the beginning of the Masechet in Yerushalmi, Daf Aleph and Aleph, at the Mishnah. Hameshesei Nashim, Pleitchois, Soiseim. Mishnah says, now normally if Reuven died without children, one of his brothers must do Yibum, which is Levirate marriage, or Chalitza, with one of the widows. If a widow, such as we'll call her Esther, is forbidden to a brother, or call him Shimon, due to one of the 15 arayas, which is forbidden incestuous relationships that we're going to list, she exempts and forbids herself, both herself and all of her tzoris, her co-wives, from Yibum or Chalitza with him. If there's no brother with him, they can do Yibum or Chalitza, they're permitted to marry strangers. If another brother, we'll call him Levi, did Yibum with Miriam, who was a tzora of Esther, and then he died childless, all of Levi's widows are exempt from Chalitza or Yibum with Shimon. Miriam's tzoris are tzoris of the tzora of Esther. If another brother then did Yibum with a widow of Levi and then died childless, the other widows are tzoris of the tzora of Esther, and also the tzoris of Esther's tzoris, and the tzoris of her tzoris ad infinitum are exempt from Yibum or Chalitza. Bitoi, ubas bitoi, ubas benoi, bas ishtoi, ubas bena, ubas bitoi, vechamoisoi, veim chamoisoi, veim chamev, achois veachois imoi, veachois ishtoi, eishes ochiv, mei imoi, veishes ochiv, shaloi hai ba'ilomai, vekalosei. And the 15 arayas are Shimon's daughter, the daughter of his daughter, the daughter of his son, the daughter of his wife, the daughter of the son of his wife, the daughter of the daughter of his wife, his mother-in-law, the mother of his mother-in-law, the mother of his father-in-law, his maternal sister, his mother's sister, his wife's sister, the wife's his maternal brother, and Ishes Achiv Shoyela Bailama, which is the widow of a brother of Shimon who died before Shimon was born, and his daughter-in-law. The Gemara says, Ksiv Matzos Tiachel, and Tisha Haisa Bechal Heta V'Ne'esa V'Chaza V'Hutra. The Gemara brings a bai, so it's written about the remnants of the Menachos, the Shiraim, Matzois Teachel, because initially it was permitted, it became forbidden, and was permitted again, as we're going to explain. Yachol Tachzor Le'Teiro Rishon, perhaps it returned to its initial Eta. Kamalema Matzois Teachel Mitzvah. We reject that because it says Matzois Teachel, this is a Mitzvah. Yetzeboi, Yavon Yavon Lea, Mitzvah, Lefisha Haisa Bechlal Heter, and Esa Bechaza Behutra. And similarly, the Pasuk that says in Dram Pek Chofei Pasuk Hei, Yavon Yavon Lea, that Yavam will come and have relations with her. This is a mitzvah. Initially she was permitted, she became forbidden, and became permitted again. Yachol tachzor le'teiro rishon, perhaps she returns to her initial heter. Tamalema Yavama Yavaleha mitzvah. We reject that because the pasuk said, Yavama Yavaleha, that's a mitzvah. V'yesi pota masnisa marzois te'achel mitzvah l'fi she'aisa bechlal heter ha'chle hikdisha The first explanation of the Baisa is from Rabbi Yossi that Matzah Tiachel is a mitzvah, because initially it was permitted before it was made hektish. If he wants to eat it, he eats it. If he does not want to eat it, he does not. He made it hektish and it became forbidden. The kemis was offered and it was permitted again. Yachol tachzor le'teiro rishon, Roitzeh le'chol eichel shle'eichel ein eichel. The Gemara suggests perhaps it returns to its initial heter. If he wants to eat it, he eats it. If he does not want to eat it, he does not eat it. Tamalema matzos te'achel mitzvah. We reject this because it says matzos te'achel, this is a mitzvah. Piyetzaboy yavama yavar leha mitzvah. Vishisha haisa bechal heter atzulay nisis la'achiv os lechnois kainis shloy lechnois ena kainis nisis la'achiv v'nesa umeis achiv v'levonim chazav hutra. And similarly, Yavama Yavaleha is a mitzvah. Initially, she was permitted to Shimon before she married his brother Reuven. If Shimon wanted to marry her, he marries her. If he does not want to marry, he does not marry her. She married his brother and became forbidden. His brother died, and she became permitted again. Yachol tachzor le'teiro rishon, rotzeh lechnois kainis, shloi lechnois eina kainis. And perhaps we'd say she returns to her initial heter. If she wants to marry, if he wants to marry her, he marries her. If he does not want to marry, he does not need to marry her. Hamaloma Yavama Yavaleha mitzvah. And if we reject that with the phrase Yavam Yavaleha, it's a mitzvah. Ruhuna pata masnisen mitzvah matzos te'achel mitzvah. Lefi she'aisa bechalai teira ad shulei kadcha. Roitzeh lechol chametz oichel matzah Oichel, Hegdesha, and Esra, Karav, Humsa, Chazal, Hutra. The second explanation of the Baisa is in Rav Huna. Matzah Tiachel is a mitzvah because initially it was permitted before it was made Hegdesh. If he wants, he can eat it as Chometz. If he wants, he can eat it as Matzah. He made it Hegdesh and it became forbidden. The Chometz was offered and it was permitted again. Yachot Tachzol, Eteo Reshoin, Matzah Le'achol Chometz, Oichel, Matzah, Oichel. And perhaps it returns to its initial heter. If he wants, he can eat it as Chometz. If he wants, he can eat it as Matzah. On the Loma, Matzah Tiachel, Mitzvah, and we reject that because it says Matzah Tiachel, this is a Mitzvah. Yetzibai, Yevam Yevalea, Mitzvah, Lefisha Haisa Bechlal Heta, Ashra Nises, La Achiv, Vashlechnes, Nishem Toya, Koines, Nishem Mamun, Koines, Nises, La Achiv, Venesa, Mes Achiv, Levonim, Chazva Hutra. Similarly, Yevam Yevalea is a mitzvah. Initially she was permitted before she married his brother Reuven. If Shimon wanted to marry her for beauty, he may. If he wants to marry her for money, he may. She married his brother and became forbidden. His brother died and she became permitted again. So perhaps she returns to her initial heter. If he wants to marry her for beauty, he may. If he wants to marry her for money, he may. Mitzvah. We reject that because it says Yevam Yevaleha, which is, he has to do it the same mitzvah. Afya du Huna ka Abashol. Rav Huna's explanation is like Abashol. The Tana Abashol Aimer, Akoinus is Yom Toy Lishum Noi, or Lishum Dvar Machirim, Harizu Bilas Nus, Vakar Vlios, Havlad Mamza. Abashol says in the Baisa, if one did Yibim for the sake of beauty or for other matters, this is considered Bias Nus, like an illicit relations. The child is almost a Mamza. Ma Abashol could be Kiva, to be Kiva, Ama Yesh Mamze Biavama. We suggest that Abishol holds like Rabbi Kiva, who says that there is a mamza from a yavama. Ma dama Rabbi Kiva biyavama shezinsa. Ma dama Abishol biyavimto. The Gemara rejects that because Rabbi Kiva discusses a yavama who had relations with a stranger. Abishol discusses a yavam who did yibim with his yavama just lo lishim mitzvah. Asik Rabbi Yosi b'achalafta. Rabbi Yosi b'achalafta. Yibim es yes achiv chamesh harishos chawash v'chamesh natiris nata. But Derech Sadin Baal, Abishol holds like Rabbi Yosi ben Chalafta, who said, because Rabbi Yosi ben Chalafta did Yibam with his brother's wife, five times he had relations with her, and he planted five trees, and he fathered great Chachomim, he had relations with a sheet in between to avoid pleasure from touching her, and he did a purely Lashem mitzvah. This is the first relations after she was like a regular wife. Elohein Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chalafta Rabbi Yosi, Rav Avdimus, Rav Yosi, and the five Chachamim were Rav Shmuel, Rav Yosi, Rav Elazar, Rav Yosi, Rav Nachum, Rav Yosi, Rav Chalafta, Rav Yosi, and Rav Avdimus, Rav Yosi.